I remember one time they asked Srila Prabhupada, large group of devotees, what pleases you most? And Srila Prabhupada said, what pleases me the most is when you love Krishna. And what that means is when you actually sincerely take to the process by which we could love Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, with tears in his eyes and choked up voice, he would thank us for assisting him in his service to his Guru Maharaj. That's what pleased him the most. And when we honestly examine that statement, we understand when we're fighting with each other, we're doing a great disservice to Srila Prabhupada's mission of serving his Guru Maharaj. When we're lethargic in our own sadhana, when we're negligent in studying Srila Prabhupada's teachings, when we're not enthusiastic to serve according to whatever capacity we have, then we don't have a capacity to actually be what we can to assist Srila Prabhupada in the service of his Guru Maharaj. What pleases me is simply what will make Srila Prabhupada happy. What will make Srila Prabhupada happy is when we do sincerely take shelter of the holy names. When we really do overcome our differences and unite on the higher principle to have a society that will attract the world to Krishna's service. Where we're willing to perform tapasya austerities. Srila Prabhupada performed so many austerities for us. And all of his followers have performed so many austerities to assist him. And for the next generation, what pleases all the representatives of Srila Prabhupada is to perform austerities. The austerity of our sadhana, the austerity of our cooperation, the austerity of following these regulative principles and doing everything we can to serve. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple began with just a few little brahmacharis, very young, very spaced out. And just hardly a dozen sincere grihastha families that were kind of homeless and brokenhearted. But everyone wanted to serve. Everyone wanted to work together, serve together. That was a seed. And yes, as it grew, a program like this was an impossibility to even conceive with this many people. I remember we would sometimes have events at Krishna Chandra Prabhu's house. And the back part of his living room, which is about a third of his living room, would almost get filled up. And we were thinking, this is huge. So many people are coming. And then gradually the other room filled up. And we couldn't even believe how we're expanding. And I was remembering this in November during the Mayapur Yatra, as I was sitting and looking out at all of you, I was with the Mayapur devotees, and it was probably well over 7,000 devotees. How did it happen? It's that higher purpose. We were united in that higher purpose. But with time, so that we actually have the opportunity to truly understand deeper levels of surrender, Krishna will not make it easier. He actually makes it harder. Sometimes we're thinking, after some time, everything will be very easy. On one level, it may be easier. But until we're truly, completely pure, Krishna will not make it easy. At every stage, there's a different type of challenge. Challenges of relations with each other, challenges of projects. Srinathji Prabhu, he had a personality that was very inconceivable to me. He loved to fight to defend devotees. When there would be some attack against Radha Gopinath temple, a legal attack to try to close it down, shut us down, devotees were like, what are we going to do? And Srinathji Prabhu would say, I love a good fight. And he'd make some alliance with Mahaprabhu Prabhu, and the two would just be in action. There was always obstacles. And there always will be obstacles. Because the material world is specially created by Krishna, designed by Brahma and the demigods to be a place of hardships. And when we become devotees, the hardships don't go away. Sometimes they become more, but there's a different perspective. The perspective is these hardships are there to help me to actually surrender to the higher principle of what pleases my Guru and Krishna. I remember our dear godbrother Hayagriva Prabhu was laying on his deathbed, and he had very advanced cancer. He was in so much pain. And I would sit at his bedside and read Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita to him. And I recited this verse, Tatenukam Vamsu Samikshamano Punjana Evatmikritam Vipagam. I said, I agree with Prabhu, because the verse was there in the purport. I said, this is one of Srila Prabhupada's most often quotes. That one who goes through sufferings, great obstacles and inconvenience, with a grateful heart, offering obeisances to Krishna, carrying on with his service, that person, liberation is the rightful claim. What happened at that moment when I just said that, I just quoted Prabhupada. It wasn't me talking, it was Prabhupada talking. Hayagriva Prabhu, he lit up. He smiled like a child. He said, I'm so fortunate. And that was simply his mood. That's what gratitude is. Gratitude is not circumstantial. Common, mundane gratitude is when I get what I want, I'm grateful. when I don't get what I want, I'm not grateful. But a Vaishnav, the attitude is gratitude, the spirit. Whatever hardships, whatever difficulty, I'm grateful for the opportunity to surrender. Because we do not have the choice very often of what circumstances are going to be. But we do have a choice. Whether we're going to see it as an opportunity to take shelter of Krishna or not.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.